Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Am awake.
Oh gosh, I hear you. I'm not sure I'm awake, honestly. I think I want to go back to sleep, maybe.
Tell me about
And it's like gray. It was supposed to be sunny today, but it's all gray and it looks like it's gonna rain.
that. Here, I think today's supposed to be a high of like 67 or something of that nature.
Wow.
Check. I mean, I sit in a dark room anyway, so.
Well, we're supposed to be 86, and then tomorrow it's getting into the 60s.
Today is supposed to be I'm sorry, a high of 70.
Wow.
It's amazing. Let's see, what's the 10-day forecast? Ugh. It just gets worse.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be pretty chilly and then it goes up again. I mean it's on the roller coaster ride right now.
That's the way New York is. It tomorrow it drops down to 62, and then it goes down to 56. That stays in the mid-60s. Then next Tuesday is supposed to hit 70 again, and then starts dropping down again. So, we're definitely getting in that chillier weather for the fall sort of thing.
Yeah.
So no one having temperatures in the low 90s, like down here in Texas. I
No.
would
We have
love,
high 80s.
that's pretty good.
I would love to have temperatures in the low 90s and 80s right now. This is one reason why, like, we want to
Disagree.
move.
I disagree.
You
I'm ready for it to be fall.
don't.
But then
Almost
again, it
there.
does not get as cold here as it gets for you, so.
I'll trade you. Like, honestly, we're looking at probably 2 years, maybe three, but I'm gonna push for two, moving to the Orlando area. So no more cold weather. I'll be with you, Jeremy. 90 degrees in December. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. My parents live in Florida and they have to, I mean, the summer is horrible. The winter is nice. The spring, winter, and fall are nice. The summer is hell. So then that's when they come and visit me and my sister and everything. But yes, the rest of the year is very nice.
The problem is like I'm not sure how much it would bother me. I think I'm half lizard or something because like I just absorb heat like there's no tomorrow. So when I was like, well, you do know that it's going to get like maybe like 100, 105, 110, something like that. I'm like, okay, I'm good
Don't
with that.
forget about the humidity. Don't forget about the humidity.
Yeah, that's the only thing that annoys me. It doesn't seem to bother me that much. It's just a
Okay.
constant wetting. It's just like it's just pouring off of you. But I can still deal with that. I can't stand cold. Like right now, as I said, like it's 67, 68, and I'm sitting here and I'm about ready to wrap myself up in a blanket because I'm cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like cold. I don't like the snow. I don't like any of that stuff. But
My
yet, living in.
rationale has always been that you can always put on more clothes, but there's only so many you can take off. So
I
I
agree. I'm with you. I'm with
That's
you.
why you have a pool.
That's true.
I
Well,
would
that's
also
true.
say that in Sweden, there's nothing that's called bad weather. It's simply just wrong clothes. You need to dress for the weather.
Yeah.
Am I sharing my screen correctly? Do you
Yes.
see?
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
think
Yes.
so. We see your email. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so something that looks useful.
I'm curious about your desktop. Your desktop.
So, right. I have no idea if I pulled this off or not, but years ago, I was looking for a developer-oriented desktop background that I found aesthetically pleasing, and I just couldn't do it. They were all like matrixy, so I made this one
Oh,
that is
that's cool.
code to jQuery, like the whole code base of jQuery kind of, stretched
Compressed form.
across some concrete and a nebula and the phrase hello world kind of poking through. So yeah,
Works.
that's what that is.
Wow.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right. But they're trying to take my Photoshop license away. What am I supposed to do instead of working?
As I say, that's because you're in IT. You don't need Photoshop, right?
I know. It's a hard battle to win.
Yeah, it's the same thing with us. It's like Adobe is so expensive that they're looking all over the place and they're like, so does anyone in IT actually use Adobe? Well, for work or not work? Yeah. We all use it, but we're not sure if it's work-related.
This has got nothing to do with anything, but there's a free web-based photo editing software called Photopia out there that I would definitely recommend Googling if you can deal with some ads while you're using it. But it is the closest thing I've ever found to a Photoshop clone. It's really pretty good, and it feels very familiar if you are familiar with Photoshop to use it. And it's free, so yeah.
There was one, a coworker of mine. I mean, there's GIMP, which I don't like GIMP.
I've tried it multiple times.
Yeah, it's evil. Oh, Affinity.
Okay. I've not tried it.
Yeah, it is a paid software, but the price of it is really, really cheap. It's really cheap. And they just kind of like do the Adobe Essentials. So they have like a Photoshop alternative, an InDesign alternative, a vector graphics editing, and something else, I think video. But I believe the entire suite was like $300 or something of that nature. And I know a few people who switched to it and loved it. So I might do that.
Okay. Thanks for the tip. All right. I'm going to jump in here to hammer out the agenda for our next meeting. Is anyone aware of any announcements that should be made? Nothing comes to mind for me. There is, I don't know if it would be premature to announce it here, but there has been an effort from the self-hosting implementers to band together some resources in order to make sure that there is an Okapi version of Sunflower. And we have successfully partnered with IndexData to get that off the ground, and the work will be, moving forward on that very shortly. So, we can kind of give people a heads up that there's going to be an official announcement of that, I suppose. Or we can just wait until the official announcement comes out and then draw people's attention to that after the fact.
Maybe it's better to wait until the official announcement is out.
Okay. Yeah. That way I can put a link to it or something in here when it happens. Yeah. Good thinking. All right. How about housekeeping? Last time we sorted out Todd stepping in as interim co-chair. We could announce something about no end in sight for the the shutdown, I suppose.
I'm not certain we need to announce that. I think that's already.
Yeah. Everyone, check your Google News. Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, if anyone thinks of any housekeeping or announcements that need to be attended to, and then of course, we got the liaison updates. Yeah, go for it.
So I noticed that we have RMS group is only meeting every other week. So so maybe we don't need to have it on the list that's not an announcement. It's for the standing updates. So for instance, there was no RMS group meeting this week, and there will not be one until 2 weeks from Monday. So I don't
know. So is that you can see, that a new thing?
No, standing updates, 10 minutes, a little below. So yeah. It's not a So every PC meeting, we cannot have any news from the RMS group because they only meet every other week.
Is that a new development though, or is
no,
it always
no,
been that one?
It has always
no.
been that.
And we had talked about that before, and I think we just decided to put in a placeholder every week. I mean,
because
yeah.
it's the same thing for the CC.
I was just gonna say, they only meet twice a month, and I just say no updates, or you could delete it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just have an easier job than Todd.
The TC meets twice a week.
twice a week. Extra updates. Okay. Very cool. All right, we can just dive into our topics.
I do have something I've been wondering about, which is, and maybe not for right now, but is it worth at some point discussing like what we want in meeting notes? I mean, I don't know how I've not been on PC long enough to know if there's a great variety in the way people take notes, but I know that there have been some groups I've been with. There'll be note takers who really take very exhaustive things, and some that really stick to very high level. So I'm wondering, at some point, do we want to? Yeah, what are the norms?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my mind, the most important thing is to record decisions clearly, decisions and action items. But I mean, that's just me.
I think that's a fine discussion to have. Does that seem like an all right place for it during housekeeping?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, different councils have different cultures around notes, and then different note takers take different approaches. So I think touching base with that sort of thing every now and then is bound to be a fruitful thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
Todd, do you mind if I put you on the spot on Thursday to kind of introduce
fine.
The concept?
Okay. That's fine. Cool.
All right. Thank you. So last time when we met, we successfully identified our top three priorities that we wanted to focus on in the next year. We did not get to the actual formation of the subgroups or the cleanup of our current subgroup list. So it seemed like a good place to start for this next meeting would be with an agenda item that addressed these things. What do y'all think? Should we just start with like just a cleanup and then dive into looking at who's volunteered for groups and if we, you know, have what we need to kind of form up three groups? Go for it, Jennifer.
I can't remember. Did we post on, or did you post on Slack the search for volunteers? Oh, okay. Did anyone volunteer?
We do have some volunteers and some more are trickling in. It certainly isn't 100% participation yet, but we're going to get there. I have faith.
Then, yeah, that's probably a good idea to do the, you know, just the cleanup.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, typically in the past, I think it's been like a small group that's done that, but it might be good to do it together. And then I think normally the subgroups like add a page for them with kind of like a charge and description and member list as well.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is a good way to do it or not, but what I was thinking is that we could kind of let these groups kind of self-identify their charge with like a kind of approve the group as a whole. So like if we could just find a convener for each subgroup and, you know, and volunteers, and then they can set up a meeting time, coordinate with the volunteers, set up a meeting time, and their first task could be write up a charge, bring it back to the product council the following week, and just kind of say, this is what we're thinking about. And if we as a large group have some feedback or adjustments, we can kind of get in there and do that. Does that seem like a good way to eat this elephant?
actually not unlike how things have kind of happened in the past.
Yeah,
The groups have acted pretty independently, and maybe it wasn't as quick of a turnaround as a week, but yes, they would
sure.
usually come back and say what they're planning to do and everything.
But can we maybe help these two new these groups to kind of get some example on charters or something? Because I have been in groups where we discussed it almost for 2 months, the charter,
Okay.
and it was getting it was not directly a PC group, but it was getting so people were talking not nice about how the meeting were going. So just for us, because I think fine to discuss this the first meeting, but then it's kind of let's not get stuck in discussing our own purpose.
I think a great way to cut that short would be, as uncomfortable as it might feel, to give the group a like a deadline. 1, 2 weeks, say, you're on the hook to come back here and show us something. It doesn't have to be perfect. We can talk about it, but get something on the page as far as this is what we're going to focus on, and then we can go from there. So yeah, you're right. I would hate for it to drag on and on, and it's really easy to get sucked into those kind of conversations because it's never it, I mean, the truth is it never is perfect. And if you're pushing for that, then that's all you're going to be doing. So, okay. I personally, I feel like we probably could spend the entire meeting with these two things, especially if this is more than just the organization of the group, but also kind of initial instructions for like timing and stuff, which I actually might want to throw some bullet points to make sure we don't forget these things. But Jennifer, I see your hand.
I was just wondering if we were going to give like a deadline, like for the the group of these. I mean, is it like a year-long subgroup formation, or they might have different one, different deadlines as well. Do we have a sense of that, or is this something we want to ask the subgroups to identify based on, what they're working on?
I don't know if we have a column for this on our list of subgroups or working groups, but I think it would be a healthy thing to have a target end date expressed up front for a group, just to kind of give everyone an expectation of, it's movable. You could always, as a group, come forward and say, "Hey, we've reassessed things, and it looks like we're going to wrap things up early," or "It looks like we're going to need 6 more months." But at least if there's something on the page, you have to kind of contend with the fact that you've said we are going to try to end at this point. Does that seem useful? And do we have a column for that?
I agree that that seems useful.
Okay, so I'm gonna
Maybe the
we're going
groups.
to remove stale groups. Ensure accuracy in by the way, I was homeschooled and I spell like I was homeschooled. That is something that's true. In list data. And then propose subgroup target end date. Okay.
Maybe the subgroups could also
And then for
break.
the subgroup, identify the subgroup beans. No idea how to spell that. I did it. What else are we doing?
Identify subtask so you a little have a
Agree
list.
on
Okay.
initial subgroup. But we also should Finalize sub group membership. I'm going to send out another announcement, perhaps alongside posting the agenda, most likely tomorrow, just encouraging people to continue to engage with those threads where you can volunteer. But if we don't have volunteers, should we just make a big push in the meeting to get everyone sorted out, do y'all think? Yeah, we can handle that at that point. What are we missing? Does this look like a good Thursday? Ah, what's the cat's name, Todd?
That one is Otis.
Uh-oh. I don't think I can hear you guys.
I don't think we said anything, but we
I have tried to say
Yeah,
things, but you
sorry.
don't hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah.
I am not that rude, I promise. I just could not hear anything.
Can you hear me? Because I think I had a
Yeah, we hear
yeah
you,
setting
Todd.
problem. Okay.
Sorry about
Yeah.
that. So
Yeah.
what did
We
I
didn't
miss?
hear the cat, though.
Oh, the cat's name is Otis.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No.
His
Where'd
brother is
Otis
Emmett.
go? Emmett.
Yep. Well, he does not like being picked up, but
Oh.
here. This is Otis.
Oh.
Yeah, you can kind of tell he's like, let me go.
Very
I have.
beautiful that he is light in the coloring.
I have two tabbies that are female, which is pretty unusual, I hear, but
I just noticed that, or I got an alert that the Cross App SIG signed up for a day, the 30th of October, to come and talk to us. So I just
Oh.
wanted to, oh, and then next week we have the MM SIG coming. So just to kind of make sure we remember to check
The
that.
which SIG is it?
Next week is MM SIG, and the week after is going to be Cross App. That is on the, topic calendar, which we
That's
should need to
great.
remember to check periodically.
Yeah, there's
Yeah.
the other calendar too. It's saying that SIG reports are due on the 16th, but I don't think that's the case, right? Because we went to
No, we
quarterly.
Todd and Jeremy and I were talking yesterday and decided that we would have the we're gonna kind of read, we're gonna figure out. So the whole SIG communication matrix needs to be changed and updated and communicated. So we were talking about maybe putting that in with the prioritization group, because there that's sort of SIG communication. There's a SIG communication component to that, so that we would figure out sort of when we're gonna do. There's like three things, right? There's the SIG reports, there's when the written reports, there's the SIGs when they come to see the PC at, for sort of all of them at once, and then there's the individual SIGs coming to tell us about their priorities.
Okay, yeah, that so the next one I have for a template is December. So actually that works out pretty well. And I'll remove that from
Okay.
the art calendar, the SIG report to do. Yeah.
So
All righty.
now,
Thanks.
when we are talking about the calendar, then the calendar, shared calendar Jesse set up, it's outdated on several of the meetings. So someone needs to give that a little love.
Yeah, maybe that's a
Would that
housekeeping.
be,
Housekeeping?
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, I can add that. Due to moving to SIG, rotating SIG updates. Another thing I want to talk about here is We should distinguish between on there, the SIG priority dates and the rotating SIG updates. So yeah, we clearly need some clarity between what the difference is between those and really have it firm in our minds, and then also communicate that effectively to the SIGs. You know, what the difference is and when we're planning on doing all of them. I think, and Alexis, forgive me, you might have just said this while I was typing and I just didn't hear it, but it's probably best if we focus on the priority updates, get those done, and then try to spin up whatever the rotational updates are going to look like, because it seems like it's a high likelihood of confusion if we try to get both going at the same time. Okay, and then the calendar, that's another good idea. Minutes, ensure calendar. I'll get some links in here and get this fleshed out for before I distribute it to people. Okay. That's feeling like a pretty good meeting. I'm excited about it. Anything else?
I
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and
I was gonna say there was something that came up in at WolfCon, and I wanted to mention here. It was also brought up in RA and implementers. They wanted to do a survey of how people are using the circulation apps, and implementers wanted to do a survey of just general app usage throughout Folio. And I thought because of the CVD and are trying to figure out like what's core apps and that sort of thing, that might be something that PC might want to take up and spearhead. And then it could possibly be something that could be passed down to the individual SIGs. So like PC does the main survey, and then the secondary parts are done by like RA, MM, that sort of thing. I just want to mention it quick before I forgot.
Well, I don't know if we have enough time to dive into that for the next meeting. What is a good way for, because I don't want to forget that either. It's an interesting idea. What's a good way for me to making sure that we remember that for the following meeting?
Maybe, oh, go
Go ahead, Charlotte.
If you mention it in the welcome and announcement, then we kind of plant the idea with people, and then we can bring it up and put it on the agenda for maybe next time. Because I think that would be terrific to do a survey, and also in the light of the bundling of apps and all the new work happening for Eureka. To get a temperature for how people think of
Who?
the different apps.
What are they calling this survey? Do you know? Or what do we want to call it?
They really didn't say. It was an idea that RA came up with for that they could use it for the prioritization. It was just kind of an app usage survey. Implementers mentioned the same thing at WolfCon, so they were going to pair up. And then I just figured it would be helpful for like the CDD work. So that's the reason why I thought we could do it. So I think we could brand it as whatever we wanted.
I might stupid headphones cut out again while you're talking, Thomas. I'm so sorry about that. I see a lot of hands up. Are these for suggestions for what to call it?
No, I'm just. What I'm thinking is that if we've got a couple of groups willing to do surveys, maybe we see whether we can just piggyback on that and not take on another project.
We can throw this out there as like a thing, like just to kind of keep it, and then we can figure out how to integrate it maybe into some of the groups. I like the idea of piggybacking it. Charlotte?
So I just wanted to mention that there should also be a box you can tick off where you say, "My institution do not use that given app." So
Oh
because
yeah.
that gives as well, because we have huge regional differences in what apps are we using?
Yeah, we don't, until just recently, we have not been using the ERM this whole time, you know. So
As you said,
yeah,
that's kind
that's a
of
really good point.
yeah, that's kind of along the lines of some of the things RA said. I guess my envision was, and I know we don't have to hash out now, is that PC could do like collect institution data and then individual stakes collect the specific data, and that way put the onus on them. Because some of the things RA wanted to look at is like, are you using fees and fines? Are you using overdue fees and fines? Are you doing lost? Are you doing actual cost? And kind of get into the nitty-gritty of the different parts of the apps they're using, as well as if they're using a general app space. So they wanted to get really nitty-gritty. I think implementers were more interested in also what discovery layers people were using, what other integrations they were using, Iliad or other ILS products, that sort of thing.
I mean, as a project, we'll also need to be aware of survey fatigue, you know. So a coordinated approach, I think, will be called for. Yeah, three surveys coming out might not get the response that we want.
I love a good survey. I like having them filled out, but every time someone gives one to me, I'm like, who can I get to fill this out for me?
Like, do you really? Because that's a little weird.
All right, folks, thanks so much. Yeah, this is great, and I hope the rest of your Tuesday is fantastic.
Thanks.
Take
Bye.
care,
Bye.
Stevie.
Bye.
Take care,
Bye.
everyone. Bye.